We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, you know what happens, and you see those dear ones, bless their darling hearts, that have come up to Kadesh. That's as far as a lot of people ever get in their spiritual journey. They've been delivered from Egypt. They've been baptized in water. Egypt, type of the world, and sin. Red Sea in the clouds, type of baptism. The scripture said, we read it. And they come up to Kadesh. And they're hungry for more of God. But they send over and spy out the land. And they see all kind of things. Amen. And they brought back all kind of reports. Most of them are not so. It's just their own imagination. Or they're going by sight.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his classic teaching, How to Possess the Land. Next, on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Come out. Notice that the land you're going into is not as the land you came out of. See, a lot of people have come out of Egypt, been baptized in water, but they don't go on with God. They want to go back. Well, don't go back. Not only come out, but come on in. Come on in to God's provision. Hallelujah. Now then, you remember this, that here in the 13th chapter and the 14th chapters, and you could turn to that 13th chapter of Numbers for just a moment if you want to. I want you to notice, you see, people think that just because you get baptized with the Holy Ghost and you're a faith person, that you don't ever have any more problems, just float through life on flowery beds of ease, everything always just runs hunky-dory. Now notice, God said all of these things to them here in Numbers and in Deuteronomy, because they didn't go into Canaan's land till you get over into Joshua. Amen? He said that their days could be multiplied, the rain would fall, they'd have crops and cattle, they'd be blessed, the children would be blessed. No, he tells them about the blessing side. He doesn't say one word about those giants that's over there. Now notice here in this 13th chapter of Numbers, 25th verse. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. It'd be good to look at previous verses here. The scripture said that in that 23rd verse. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol. And cut down from thence a branch, now listen to this, with one cluster of grapes. One cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two. So big took two men to carry. They bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranate and of the figs. And the place was called the Brook of Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. This is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled, or quieted, we would say, the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched. And the children of Israel saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants and the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Now look at that ninth verse of the 14th chapter. Joshua, along with Caleb, said, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us, their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not. Now you know what happens, and you see those dear ones, bless their darling hearts, that have come up to Kadesh. That's as far as a lot of people ever get in their spiritual journey. They've been delivered from Egypt. They've been baptized in water, Egypt type of the world and sin, Red Sea in the clouds type of baptism, the scripture said, we read it. And they come up to Kadesh, and they're hungry for more of God, but they send over and spy out the land, and they see all kind of things. Amen. And they brought back all kind of reports. Most of them are not so. It's just their own imagination, or they're going by sight. I remember I was pastor of a church down in East Texas during World War II, 1942 and 1943. And there was a man in this area that a neighboring church, just 3 miles from me, another church of our own full gospel denomination. And this fellow was a member of one of the first churches of the city. Been a member of it years. He was a builder, very wealthy man, built highways and roads and a lot of things. Construction company. And one company would build buildings and another company under the same heading would build highways and so on and so forth. And he hadn't been to church for 10 years. And so somebody got him to go to this little full gospel church on a Sunday night. He went to the altar. He got born again, got saved. Well, for 10 years they hadn't bothered him because he kept sending in his allotment all along, so they didn't bother him getting his money. But the pastor heard that he had gone to this full gospel church and said he'd got born again. So the pastor came searching him out. Found him out on one of the jobs. Some of the other men was talking about it. And so he said, well, I heard that you been down to that little full of gospel. Yeah, the fellow said, praise God, I got born again. Oh, now the pastor said, you've been in my church for 25, 30 years. You've been saved all this time. You remember your mom and daddy was in our church. You joined the church when you was a little boy. Well, he said, I never have got anything till now. Well, he said, now I'll tell you one thing about it. You can't live like those people preach. He said, what do you mean? Well, he said, they won't let you smoke cigarettes. He said, you know, since I got saved, I have even wanted one. He said, the pastor said, they're against drinking beer. He said, you know, I hadn't thought after you mentioned, I never have had another drink since I got saved. Well, the pastor said, I'll tell you one thing. You can't live like they preach. He said, boy, I'm having a high heel time trying it. Glory to God. So people see everything in the world, you know, even over here in the promised land. And they carry back an evil report. But blessed be God, you keep your eyes on the good report. You keep your eyes on what God said. No, you can't go by what somebody did. You can't go by what somebody said. You can't go because somebody may have failed. I mean, while you're talking about them, they may have recovered and got the blessing that you ought to have. Amen. Amen. Just come on over. Come on in. Find out what belongs to you. Walk in the light of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And enjoy the days of heaven upon the earth. Glory to God. But that's all some people ever see. Everything that lies in the way. We can't go in. We can't go in. I remember, in fact, I have it over here in my library yet. The man's life story. A great Baptist preacher. In fact, two of his brothers were a member of my church. And their daddy died when they were just small. And these two boys in my church, they didn't get any education. In fact, one of them, after he had married, had two daughters. The daughter's grown. They taught him at least to write his name. But their younger brother, they saw to it that he got an education. He graduated from high school. They owned the farm, and so they ran the farm. They put him through college. Then he felt like God called him to preach, so they put him through seminary. Paid for it. He graduated from seminary. He went on and eventually got his doctorate degree. He was one of the leading Baptist evangelists in America. He'd hold citywide meetings in Atlanta, Georgia, Kansas City, St. Louis, and other large cities. All the first churches would cooperate with him in these large meetings. He said that there in California, he lived in California, and he said he attended a little home prayer meeting, and these folks had received this experience. They'd come on over into Canaan's land, got filled with the Holy Ghost, and he began to see it, and he began to, because all they knew to do, there's no preacher involved, just people, and except him, he's a preacher, but he couldn't lead anybody into it. But they were all tarrying and waiting and praying, and some of them had got filled and some of them hadn't. And he began to pray and seek for this experience.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, one of the things that I just want you to know is that we keep our tuition very, very low.
Yes.
$3,150, I believe it is, for a student to train here on
and
a
And that
year.
Includes books and every, that includes
general
activity fees.
Fees,
all kinds of things.
But that only covers 30% of what it costs to train a student. And so the other 70% is made up by this day, International Rhema Day, by our monthly word partners that help, by our events. That's how we cover
And our 70%. Living Faith conferences, we
yes.
have one day that is Rhema Day, and we take the offering and it come back to help the
That's
students.
Right. So we invite you to participate on Sunday, May the 5th, or any time during the year. You can just go to rhema.org.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How to Possess the Land. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.